Hey, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Cross-Eyed Ned's Word Online. And today we're going to look at just a short little excerpt from a current class that I'm doing for Bible school in Mexico. And I'm titling this Confessing Our Ignorance and Impotence in Knowing Christ. And this is in regard to our Bible reading and Bible study. But before we look at the passage that I want us to look at, which will really make this title known, I want us to just consider the Holy Spirit and what part the Holy Spirit plays in our knowing of Christ. There's a couple verses I'd like to read concerning the Holy Spirit. The first one is in Luke chapter 3, verse 21 and 22. This is Luke's account of the baptism of Jesus. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee am I well pleased. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. Descended, and praying, the heaven was opened above. The Holy Spirit descended like a dove upon him. All the focus and all the attention is placed upon Christ himself. And right here with Jesus coming out of the baptismal waters, it's more of Christ in resurrection. That's what it's speaking of right there. And the Holy Spirit drawing the attention of all those around, placing it upon Christ. And a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. Declaring God the Father himself, declaring his Son. All right, another verse is in John. Basically, it's somewhat the same passage. John chapter 1, verse 29. Chapter 1, verse, where am I? 29. Now this is probably after, yes, this is after the baptism. It says, the next day John the Baptist, seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Now he goes on to confess, to declare, This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. Verse 31, And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come, baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, Here we go. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove. Now John the Baptist is recounting this to everyone. And I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. Abide. Upon a person. Verse 33. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him. The same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. Now, John's confession, verse 34. And I saw and I bear record that this is the Son of God. How did he get to be able to make this declaration? How did he come from I knew him not unto and I saw and bear record my testimony, this is my record, that this is the Son of God? All by the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, I love the way it says, from heaven above. This is something above. This is a God thing. This is not from below. This is nothing of man. The Holy Spirit drawing the attention of the heart and placing it upon a person, the Son of the living God, Christ himself, and remaining, placing the attention there, and the Holy Spirit remaining to keep the attention there upon a person. And so, in knowing Christ, it is an absolute necessity to be led, to be guided, to be taught by the Holy Spirit. Here's another passage. This is in John also, the Gospel of John, John chapter 16, verse 13. This is Jesus himself speaking. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. All truth, who is Christ himself, the very one who said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Do you see the important role that the Holy Spirit plays in all this? So now, concerning confessing our ignorance and impotence in knowing Christ, it requires the Holy Spirit, it requires a miracle of God, the work of the Holy Spirit, to draw our attention and place it upon a person. This is what God does. This is what God does. Remember what John the Baptist said, and I knew him not until the Lord makes it known. Okay, upon whomsoever you see the Spirit descend as a dove and light and remain upon him, this one, this is the one. Confessing our ignorance and impotence in knowing Christ and the need of the Spirit of truth to show us Christ. Listen to this statement. Knowing the Lord is beyond our ability. Knowing the Lord is beyond the ability of man. You cannot do this. John the Baptist, who was sent, a man sent of God, you read that in John, the Gospel of John, the disciple John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1 or 2 or 3, somewhere in there. John, concerning John the Baptist was a man sent of God. And yet he confessed, I knew him not until I saw the Holy Spirit descend and abide and remain upon him. Then I knew this is the Son of God. So we'll end for today. The Lord bless. If you'd like to check out any more messages, you can go to my website, crossedeyedned.com, and I've got links to pretty much everything out there, and I've got a lot of, well, different types of media on the website itself. But the Lord bless. We'll see you next time.